The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Trump saw some massive momentum this week from the polls, as I'll talk about a little bit later. And a lot of people are wondering, what is driving this momentum? My theory, guys, I think it's men. One of my favorite clips of the weekend, guys, is of this CNN panelist telling the other panelists how Kamala Harris is with men. No lies detected here. Take a look.
Man, and Donald Trump, he plays golf with Bryson DeChambeau. Yeah. He goes on Theo Von. He talks about Zins. And, you know, Democrats, I'm sorry, like, they haven't had a cool guy candidate in a while. And, like, and with all due respect to Tim Walz, like, Tim Walz appeals to a lot of men. He also appeals to that guy, Bruce, in Jeff's package. She's wearing a Futurist Female shirt.
Yeah.
Like, that guy in Madison, Wisconsin, is already going to vote Democrat. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I think it's probably the biggest flop that Democrats have had this election cycle, because if I've talked about one thing on this show, it's that Democrats are really good at elections and they're very, you know, poignant, they're strategic. But in this one, they've totally dropped the ball. They try to appeal to men, but they end up doing the opposite, honestly, in the process. I'll give you an example. If you guys didn't see, Tim Walz made a video of him working on his truck, which, you know, if you're just like a normal Democrat, you're like, yeah, that'll appeal to men. Men love trucks. They love working on stuff. Hey, I don't know if they're wrong about that, but it's Tim Walz working on his truck. It's just him essentially replacing his air filter. And that's not going to appeal to men, mainly because they're just not impressed by people changing out their air filter. It's just not impressive. And you can tell in the video, it's so staged. Like, if he was actually doing something significant, you'd be like, okay, this is cool. You know, this is authentic. This is like, sure, this is appealing to men. But it does the opposite, because it shows how staged it is and how he really isn't a manly man. He's a Democrat. So it's, you know, Democrat, manly man, don't really go in the same sentence generally. Kamala Harris is trying something very gutsy right now, where instead of actually appealing to a broader coalition, she's kind of doubling down on her base, and she's reaching out to people who are already going to vote for her, like that CNN panelist said. Again, Donald Trump is going on like Theo Von, places where men are, which, again, Donald Trump is also doubling down on his base, which is really interesting. I think that's something that's really unique about this election. And as I've talked about, in this race, it's honestly not about persuading. We talk a lot about persuading people and, oh, you know, Donald Trump's going to this place to talk to them and Kamala Harris is going to this place to talk to them. But at the end of the day, this is about turnout. And I actually think this is something that Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are both kind of doing right in their campaigning, in doubling down on their base. At this stage, of course, early on, you want to try to persuade people. But at this stage, we're literally a month out from the election. You should be doubling down on your base. And the reason why is because you need turnout. The problem for Kamala Harris is that she has no men, and so she has to double down on women. So even when you see her kind of reaching out to men, it's almost like those ads have been put in place to appeal more to women. And if you've seen those political ads, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But yeah, I mean, I just don't see her gaining much ground with men at all. So that was just CNN talking about it. But there's some data, some hardcore data this week, guys, showing a really, really big bounce back for Donald Trump right now. Trump just had the best poll he could hope for. It's one poll. I'll show you what the polls are and why it's such a big deal. When I say it's one poll, it's polls from all the swing states. I'm going to show it up on the screen right now. I'm going to talk about why it's so significant. This is from Atlas Intel. And I'm showing you the poll right here so you can take it in. The reason why Atlas Intel is such a big deal is because this is one of the highest rating pollsters. They were incredibly accurate in 2020. In fact, they were the most accurate in 2020. And according to 538, which is it's from ABC, so a lot more left-leaning, they're A-plus pollster. And then according to Nate Silver, who's a lot more moderate, the person that I kind of trust the most in the polling, still an A. And so again, whether you're the left, right, like I think everyone can trust that this is a decent pollster as they come. And here's what's so fascinating about this. Trump leads the most in Michigan. He also is losing in North Carolina, which, again, I'm not saying these polls are necessarily 100% accurate, but if they are accurate, this is what the map looks like. Is this a blowout win for Donald Trump? No, it's not, but you don't need a blowout win. You just need to win. That's all it comes down to, right? I'd prefer a blowout win, but this is what you need. And here's what I'll say. If Trump is doing better in Michigan than North Carolina, that's actually a good thing. Because I have a feeling just based on how the last elections have gone, as well as just if you've ever been in North Carolina, you know what I'm talking about. If Harris is polling better there, there's a good shot it still goes towards Trump. If Trump is polling well in Michigan, I just think that's a good thing for him generally. Again, if he wins Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, holy cow, this election is over. In addition, Atlas Intel did another, this is just kind of a side thing, it's not about the presidential election, but they did a polling in Michigan that was really fascinating. I'll pop it up on the screen right now. This is the Senate race in Michigan. Rogers up by 5.7. That's outside the margin of error, guys. This is probably the first poll ever where Rogers has pulled ahead. This has not been in the talk of a pickup for Republicans. If Rogers takes Michigan, and we're assuming the Republican in Montana takes it because the pollings look very good for it, that's 52 majority for Republicans in the Senate without any other pickups, which they totally could happen in other states. So that's really good news for Republicans in Michigan. A 51 majority is fine, but 52 is a lot better because, you know, there are rhinos out there who will vote with Democrats from time to time. 52 is a lot better than 51, even though 51 at this point is pretty certain. So these polls look good for Donald Trump and Republicans. I have to remind you one more time, though, guys, this is why this is so significant. The polls had Biden up 8 points nationally in 2020. And that was an averaging of polls. This wasn't just one poll. This was the average. So what that's saying is that they were predicting that Joe Biden was going to get 8% more of the national vote, the popular vote, than Donald Trump. In the end, he only won by 3%. The Electoral College was razor thin, but Biden won the popular vote by about 3%. So they were off by 5%. Right now, Kamala Harris is up nationally by about 4%. So if that same disparity exists, Trump is winning the popular vote right now, let alone the Electoral College. He's winning the popular vote by 1%. Now, I have to say this, though. I don't think there's going to be that big of a disparity this year. Here's why. The disparity was even bigger in 2016 between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Everyone talked about how the polls were just so off. The polls tightened a lot in Biden. They were a lot more conservative. I think they're going to be even more conservative this year. However, there's this narrative out there. I've heard it a lot, mostly on the right, that pollsters are super biased, that they're left-leaning, and that they have this incentive to put out left-leaning polls. The reality, guys, is that's not true. There may be some liberal bias just in the techniques that they use, yes. However, at the end of the day, incentives are what matters most, and pollsters have an incentive to be accurate. And that's pretty self-explanatory, right? If you're not accurate, no one's going to trust you. That's why I'm putting so much stock, for instance, just as one member of, I guess, what you'd call alternative media, I'm putting a lot more stock in Atlas Intel and putting their name out there, which is something that they want because of the fact that they've been so accurate in the past. That's true for all pollsters. They want to be accurate, even if they're not so accurate. That's frankly one reason why this race, you're seeing a lot of really razor-thin polls. They're kind of BS, and the reason why they're BS is because it's just them hedging their bets. Because, you know, if Donald Trump wins by 2 or Harris wins by 2 and they had the polling as tied, they're like, oh, look, we're within 2. And in the polling world, that's considered pretty good. So it's really just them hedging their bets. But at the end of the day, they do have an incentive to be accurate. And so I think that they have a liberal bias and that they'll overcompensate for Harris a little bit, as they always do, but not by 5 points. I think 5 points is going to be too much. Even if, though, this is kind of the big point of today's show, even if they're only biased by 3 or 2 points, Trump will likely win. This poll is really good for Trump, especially considering voting has started in some of these key swing states. I believe Pennsylvania is about to start voting, which is huge. So for the polling to be where it is today is great. Obviously, if the momentum continues to go for Trump, we'll probably see a Trump victory. However, it is by no means enough to say he's ahead right now. But what I can say is I don't think Donald Trump is behind. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.